You know.
He's Krishna.
He's Krishna. But why does he look like he does?
Why did he get golden skin instead of blackish skin?
Because Rashi's,
he came as his own devotee.
Yeah, but why did he change his color?
So,
because that's the color of his devotee.
Which devotee?
All his devotees.
All his devotees? Then he'd be all colors. Then he'd be all colors.
Do I look yellow skin?
Does anyone know? Why?
Because he came as in the form of Radharani with Radharani's mood.
Radharani's mood and complexion. So Radharani is, a name of Radharani is Gaurangi. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That means golden lady. And the name of Lord Chaitanya is? Gauranga, which means golden person. So Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani. So Radharani is Krishna's greatest devotee. So when Krishna comes down, he makes people surrender to him, doesn't he? And what happens if people don't surrender to Krishna? What does he do?
He makes them suffer.
Makes them suffer? Not exactly. What is he carrying in his finger?
Chakra.
A chakra! And so, with his chakra, he chops off their
heads.
What happened, we'll tell you some Krishna stories. There was this one person, his name was Pondraka. Have you ever heard of him before?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He said he was Krishna himself.
Yeah, he said, I am Krishna, I am Vishnu. And then he even tied two extra arms behind his back. So he had four arms, because Vishnu has four arms, right? What does Vishnu have in his four arms? Does he have a computer, an iPad in one hand?
No. He has a lotus chakra.
Lotus and chakra. What else does he have?
And club.
Very nice. So he has four arms. And the lotus and the conch shell are meant for what? Killing people?
Mercy.
And the club and the chakra are meant for what?
Killing.
Ugh.
But doesn't he also have a bow?
A bow? Oh, yeah. You're thinking about Lord Ramchandra. We talked about him yesterday.
No, not him.
But Lord Narayan Vishnu doesn't carry a bow. But Lord Ram carries a bow. So anyway, you're thinking of the the six-arm form, of Krishna, the Sadbhuj form, where he has the bow and the arrows and everything like that. So, that's the Sadbhuj form. So, anyway, so when Krishna came down, there was this demon, Pondraka, and Pondraka said, I am God. Just like you see sometimes in India now, you have people who say that they're God, right? Do you ever hear that before? Sometimes people come from India and say, I am God.
No, you're not.
And they do a lot of interesting things. One person who said he was God was able to make ashes come out of his picture. Wow. Another person, and the same person, he was able to, if someone wanted jewelry, he could just produce jewelry in here. Wouldn't that be nice? You just make money. And when I was young, I used to go to see magicians too. You ever go to a magician?
Yeah.
And when I went to see a magician, the magician would pull rabbits out of hats. Wow. But he wasn't God. You never saw that?
Yeah, we saw that.
They have magicians in India.
In Toronto, at the Atra, they have magicians.
Yeah, and he could make money come out of people's ears, rabbits out of hats, but he wasn't God.
The person who performed in Toronto,
oh, he couldn't tell. He wasn't such a good magician then.
No.
The bogus magician.
Yes.
So.
Bogus.
So most people, so every time someone says they're God, they're bogus. Mm. Bogus means they're imitation gods. So what happened is that this Pondraka, he said, I'm God. and I have the four symbols of Lord Vishnu. And he said to Krishna, you should surrender to me. And then what did Krishna do? Krishna didn't do anything? Krishna surrendered to him? Fight with him, and then Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra and chopped off the demon's head. So that's Krishna. So when you, if you don't cooperate with Krishna, if you don't listen to Krishna, you get your head chopped off. But Lord, don't worry, it won't happen to you. But Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Krishna. Just like if you have a mother and your father, your mother is more merciful than your father, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes the opposite, anyway. But usually the father, he said, you have to obey me. And the mother says, oh, my dear child. The mother is more sentimental, right? Doesn't your mother cry more than your father? You don't see your father crying so much. Never. So in the same way, Radharani, she's very soft-hearted. And Krishna is a little heavy. But when Krishna takes on the same mood as Radharani, he becomes very soft-hearted too. And therefore he gives you love of Krishna freely. Just like the story of Jagai and Mada. You know that story?
No.
No, you don't know the story. Okay, that's good. They don't know many Chaitanya stories.
Yeah.
So once upon a time, there were two Brahmins. Their names were Jagadananda and Madhavananda. They were born in a Brahmin, big, big Brahmin family. But they became drunkards. Like we talked yesterday, you know what a drunkard is? Someone who drinks. They go down the street. Like we said, you said yesterday, there's many liquor stores in India. You've seen people drunk in India, right? No? Some of the children said that yesterday.
I just said that there's truck drivers drunk.
Truck drivers drunk.
Not truck.
Car.
Car drivers. So these two boys became drunkards. And they would torture people, because when people get drunk, they get very angry sometimes. Like it says in the Vedas, that there's two types of drunk people. A high-class drunk person, when they get drunk, what do? You don't know? They go to sleep. When a low-class drunk person gets drunk, he gets angry and speaks all sorts of nonsense. So these two people, they were angry. They would attack ladies. They would kill people. They would rob people. They were the worst people you can imagine. Everyone was scared of them. They lived in the same place where Lord Chaitanya lived, the same village Lord Chaitanya lived in. So all the devotees, they were very, very scared of going and meeting these two drunkards. So what happened is one day, there were two devotees of Lord Chaitanya. One's name was Haridas Thakur, and the other's name was what? Anyone know? You know the story. Lord Nityananda. And they said, we should save, because Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. We should save these two and make them into devotees. Can you imagine that? Drunkards who were killing people and torturing people and rolling on the street. I remember when I went to the university many, many years ago, I saw many drunkards. Very interesting story. It had nothing to do with Krishna. But when we went to the university, we stayed in the dormitory. And every Friday and Saturday night, all the boys would get drunk. You won't, in Radhadesh, you don't have to worry about this. They get drunk with the holy name. And then I would wake up the next morning. I wasn't drunk, but I never drank. But I'd wake up the next morning and all the halls were filled with with people just laying in the halls and vomiting. Horrible. Do they have that in India too? No.
No.
Not so bad in India. They just go to sleep when they're drunk. So this was America at American universities. You have to be very careful when you associate with people who are not devotees, because they do crazy things like this. Really crazy. So these two boys were like that. So Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram in Krishna's pastimes, in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and Haridas Thakur decided to preach to them. So they went and said, please chant Hare Krishna. Because if people chant Hare Krishna, they can become freed from all sorts of bad things. If you chant Hare Krishna, you could be a drunkard, you could be a robber, you could be any sort of low-class person, and automatically you become a Brahmin. Pretty good, isn't it? Even if you're a bungi. You know what a bungi is? Why don't you explain what a bungi is?
Who clean up the streets? Yeah.
Bungi means, no, means it cleans the streets.
Sweepers.
Not just sweepers, they clean the
gutter.
Even if you're a bungi, you can become a Brahmin by chanting the Lord's holy name. It's pretty good. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you clean the streets, you're a garbage man. You ever seen a garbage man?
Mm-hmm.
They're the people who pick up the garbage. You throw the garbage out and they pick it up in a big truck. So if you can get them to chant Hare Krishna, they become Brahmins. So Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda went to these two and they said, please chant Hare Krishna. But these two did not want to chant Hare Krishna. They started to chase them. And they were running away from Jagai and Madai. They were called Jagadananda Madhavananda, but for short, they were called Jagai and Madai. They're running away, running away. Save us, Lord Chaitanya, save us. And they ran and escaped. Because when people are drunk, they can't run very fast. When people are drunk, they fall down and they can't even see in front of them sometimes. Very bad. So they escaped and they ran to Lord Chaitanya and they said to Lord Chaitanya that we want to save these two. And Lord Chaitanya said, I know that by your mercy, Lord Nityananda's mercy, these two will be saved. So what happened is that these two were getting drunk everywhere, but after a while, they decided to get drunk outside of this place where Lord Chaitanya was having kirtan all night long. This is called Srivas Anga. Lord Chaitanya and his friends, associates, that's a big word for the children, and Lord Chaitanya and his friends would chant all night, sometimes 72 hours they would chant. Did you ever chant for 72 hours? What was the longest you ever chanted for?
Me?
Yeah. Five hours. And you were tired after that, right?
Yes.
And you were hungry after that, right?
Yes.
So, Lord Chaitanya and his friends would chant for 72 hours. So, Jagai and Madai, they were getting drunk outside of where Lord Chaitanya and his friends were chanting. And when they were getting drunk, they imitated what Lord Chaitanya was doing. They imitated the chanting. You see, like a drunk person goes, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, like that. Because drunk people, they hiccup. You ever hiccup? You know what a hiccup is? It's when you go, and so they were doing that, because when people get drunk, they hiccup a lot. Yeah.
My mom says that when you hiccup, somebody like, wants you, that's what my mom said.
Remembering you.
They're remembering you.
Yeah.
Either that or you're drunk. One of the two things. So they were imitating the chanting. And what happens when you imitate the chanting? Does anyone know? You what? You get what?
You also chant?
Yeah, you also chant. And then you get the benefit. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just like the devotees sometimes, they go out in this thing called Harinam. You ever heard of Harinam before? Harinam means the devotees go out with the mridanga and cartels, and they chant in the streets. And everybody is making fun of them. Oh, Hare Krishna. But they're chanting Hare Krishna as they're making fun of them. And that way they're becoming devotees. Just like, you know how I became a devotee many years ago? I was listening to the radio. And as I was listening to the radio, all of a sudden they said, the next song is a song sung by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This is an interesting story. And this is from the original album that Prabhupada had called the Happening Album. He said, the next song is, and so I listened, it was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And then I started to imitate, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then I recorded that song. I was so attracted to that song, and I was listening to it all, Hare Krishna, like Prabhupada's chanting. And then I said, oh, I have to become a devotee. Took a little time. Took about 2 years. But, so Jagai and Mata, they were imitating the chanting, and then what happened is they became a little purified, but not completely. They still were getting drunk, and they still were getting angry when they were getting drunk. So then, later on, Lord Nityananda came up to them again and asked them to chant. And guess what they did? They didn't chant, but what did they do? What did Madai do, one of them? He rode his motorcycle? No, what did he do? Connie, you should know this story.
He hit a stone at Lord Nityananda's head.
Yes, he hit Lord Nityananda in the head, and Lord Nityananda began to bleed. And then when he began to bleed, the devotees ran to tell Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya came back, and he was so angry that he was ready to kill this rascal, right? How was he going to kill the rascal? Did he pull out a bow and arrow?
No, he took out the chakra.
The chakra! He said, chakra! And so he took out the chakra, and Lord Nityananda said, no, no, please don't kill them. Because, he said, first of all, one of them, that is Jagai, the brother of Madai, who hit him with the stone or with the pot, saved me from being hit again a second time. So then Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I will give Krishna consciousness to Jagai. And Jagai became very happy. But Madai, he was thinking, oh, now I'm going to go to hell. And Madai said, what about me? What about me? And Lord Chaitanya said, forget it. You're never going to be saved. Because if you want to be saved, you have to go to Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya said, you have to go to Lord Nityananda and beg for forgiveness. And so he went to Lord Nityananda, begged for forgiveness, and they became both saved, and they started dancing and chanting, and they became great devotees. And they became pure devotee Brahmins after that. Pretty nice, isn't it? So that's the story of Jagai and Madai. So that proves that Lord Chaitanya saves people. It's nice. So, you want to hear another story about Lord Chaitanya? When Lord Chaitanya was born, he was called what?
Nimai.
Nimai, because he was born under a?
Nim tree.
A nim tree, okay. And when Lord Chaitanya was young, he did many amazing things. One thing he did was that there was a big snake in his yard. What did he do with the snake?
Put it around his neck?
No.
No, he wanted to play with it.
He played with it and he sat on it. Big snake, like it was about 10 feet long. Do you ever see a snake?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you see a snake? Do you play with it?
I stay there because it's at the zoo.
Oh, it's at the zoo. But if you see one here, in India they have big snakes. There's cobras. You seen a cobra?
Oh,
Mommy,
remember how I got invaded with cockroaches?
Cockroaches are not so bad. When I was, When I was in one temple in Australia, they had these things called anacondas.
What are those?
Those are snakes that can eat children.
Longest snakes in the world.
They're like this big around and about 20, 30 feet long. And I was walking by the temple and this anaconda was there, right there, right next to the temple. That's in New Govardhan in Australia. But he didn't eat me because he had just eaten someone. He was full. Yeah, no, he had eaten a pig or something like that, so that's all right. We don't mind. So Lord Chaitanya, when he saw this snake, he sat on the snake and everybody was crying out. What did they cry out? Does anyone remember the one word they said? What?
Krishna.
No, 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 there's another word. Who was the enemy of snakes?
Garuda.
Mongoose.
Mongoose. No, they did not cry out mongoose, mongoose.
Mongoose, the bird.
They cried out, Garuda, 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 save us. How many people are online? You watching that? Or?
Yeah, there's nine.
Nine people. Garuda, Garuda, Garuda. And then the snake went away. Pretty good, isn't it? Another time, these are some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he was a little baby. Because Lord Chaitanya had a lot of jewelry on him. His parents would decorate him with a lot of jewelry. He had earrings and bracelets, all sorts of jewelry on him. And so what happens if you wear a lot of jewelry and people see you? What? They want to steal your jewelry, right? Because it's gold. So these two thieves saw Lord Chaitanya. What's that? They saw... That's right. They saw Lord Chaitanya with all the jewelry and they said, oh, dear little boy, we're going to show you how to go home. We're going to take you home. And he said, oh, thank you. Please take me home. But actually they wanted to take him to their home where they could kill him and take all of his jewelry. It's very dangerous. That's why you should always be protected by your parents. So... And don't wear jewelry in public.
That's only in India, though.
No, other places too.
It won't happen as much here.
Not as much. But if a person wears a lot of gold, you better be careful. I was in one country where if they see you have a watch, they cut off your hand to take your watch. Really? That was not India. That was Colombia.
Wow. Yeah.
Colombia in South America. So you have to be very careful. So anyway, so they... took Lord Chaitanya and they said, little boy, we're going to bring you home. So they carried him on their shoulders and he said, oh, thank you for bringing me home. But actually they were wanted to take him to their home. But Lord Chaitanya bewildered them in such a way that they went back to Lord Chaitanya's home and they were completely surprised and scared and they ran away. So Lord Chaitanya saved them or saved himself by doing that. Okay. And then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very young, he did many things like Krishna did. Like when Krishna was young, what did he steal?
Butter.
And what happened when the parents hid the butter?
He found it.
And what happens if he couldn't find it?
He would get angry and
he would pinch what? No,
not
pinch the monkeys. You don't want to pinch monkeys.
He would pinch the babies of the gopis.
And make them cry. And he would act like such a rascal that he would pass urine on the floor of the houses. And everyone would complain about Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya did very similar things. When he would go to the Ganges, because the Ganges is this river. Anyone seen the Ganges before?
Yes.
You've seen the Ganges? Ganges is a big river. It comes from what mountains?
Himalayas.
Anyone's been to Gangotri? Gomukh? Kanha's been to Gangotri?
Yes.
You've been to Gomukh?
Yeah.
When?
He was 2 years old.
So it comes out of the mountain, so it's a big, big river. So Lord Chaitanya would regularly go to that river, and he would tease the girls and the brahmanas. Because the brahmanas would bathe in one portion of the river, the men, and the ladies would bathe in another portion. Guess what he would do? He would switch their clothes. So the brahmanas would come out of the water, and they want to put their dhotis on, but they found saris. That'd be terrible, isn't it? And the girls would come out of the water, and they want to put saris on, and they would find dhotis. So Lord Chaitanya did that. Of course, Prabhupada said that when a child makes many tricks like that, it's a sign of intelligence. Did you know that?
You guys are going to do more than
that. Now there are going to be more.
I mean, I could tell you all the tricks I did when I was a child, but your parents wouldn't want me to tell you. They get very angry with me. So Lord Chaitanya would switch the clothes. Not only that, when the brahmanas were bathing and saying their Gayatri mantra, you know what a Gayatri mantra is? When the brahmanas take their thread out, you know, we all have a thread, all the brahmins, and they go up to their waist in the water and they say their Gayatri, Lord Chaitanya would go underwater and he would pull their legs out from under them. So they would just like go into the water. Yeah, you know about that, didn't you? You never heard that before?
Yeah.
Lord Chaitanya would do that, and then they would get very angry at Lord Chaitanya. And then with the girls, he would actually do two things. He would put all these little sticky seeds in their head, in their hair. You know what I'm talking about? You ever have these little sticky bushes?
Yeah.
That you can't get out? You know what I'm talking about.
Thorny? And
thorns, you know, but not thorns. There's like these round sticky things that you really can't get out from your hair. It just like holds on to the hair. It's like Velcro.
Does it have brown color?
Yeah, they're brown color.
It's circular and it has these small spikes that gets like stuck.
Yeah, they're like, it's like Velcro. You know what Velcro is? And it gets stuck. So he put them all in the hair, so these poor girls would have this all in their hair. And sometimes the only way you can get rid of them is cut the hair off. So they would get very angry with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would also take all their offerings, because when the girls would go to the river, they would make offerings to Durga and Lord Shiva. Why? Why would they do that?
For a good husband.
For a good husband. Right? So what he would do is take all these offerings and say, you're actually, these offerings are meant for me, I'm God. And the girls would get very angry with him, and he would curse them. He said, I curse you, because you are getting angry with me, to have, later on when you get married, you're going to have an old husband who's 80 years old. And you're going to be three other wives with you, you know, four co-wives. And no lady wants that, right? That'd be horrible. An old 85-year-old husband. Oh! People get old, they become like prunes. You know what a plum is? What's a plum? It's a fruit. And you know what a prune is?
Oh, yeah.
It's a dried up plum.
Dried up plum. So people are like that when you get older. When you're young, you're like a plum. And we're old, right? It's like a prune. So therefore, he was cursing the girls to be married to someone who was like a prune. And so the girls would get very upset. And so when the brahmanas and girls got very upset, what did they do? They went to complain to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother and father. So they went, they said, this Nimai, he's doing all these rascal things. And Lord Chaitanya's father got very angry. He said, when he comes home, he's going to get the stick. You know this thing in India, they go to latte, right? The stick, latte. Lati. Just like they have, that's very common in India, they have sticks, right? One time, Prabhupada got hit by a stick when he was in school because he didn't listen to his teacher. They hit him on the hand with a stick.
They did that to me once.
And you know what Prabhupada did?
What?
He threw the lamp at the teacher.
Oh.
It was a kerosene lamp and the whole classroom caught on fire.
Oh my God.
Never heard that story before?
No.
So, anyway. So, Lord Chaitanya's father was thinking, I'm going to hit him with a stick when he comes back. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew what was happening. Nimai knew what was happening. So what he did is he went all the way around his house to where the school was, put on his school clothes, put ink all over his body so it looked like he was at school, and he came to his home. He came to his home and he said, oh, I just come from school. And they said, we thought you were swimming. He said, no, I never went swimming. They're just making up a lie about me. I never went swimming. I never did anything to the Brahmins. These people are just envious. And then they forgave him. They said, well, maybe it was a mistake. What's that? Oh, you got some messages from people?
India.
From India? They're watching us in India? Who's watching us in India?
Some family members.
Okay, show them the children. Your mother's watching?
No. The families of the children.
Oh, the children, okay. That's funny. Okay. All right, so we'll tell more stories now about Lord Chaitanya. All right. Okay. So what happened? Here's some more stories about Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had a brother. His name was Vishwaroop. More calls from India or what? This calls from...
call from here, but there's sometimes he's watching over there in India.
In the airport?
No, there's Rahul Prabhu. He's in work right now. So all his people are watching. He's working, you know, all his...
Colleagues are watching. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's finish with this. So Lord we need a TV studio. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a brother. His name was Vishwaroopa. And Vishwaroopa, he wanted to be a sannyasi. You know what a sannyasi is? What's a sannyasi? Like, I'm a sannyasi.
Yeah, so they, like, every day someone has to wash their feet.
That is a classic. You have to write that down. You know, I asked, what is a sannyasi? You said, the definition of a sannyasi is that every day someone has to wash their feet. That you should write that down as a classic joke, yeah. I'll put that on my Facebook thing. So, a sannyasi is someone who runs away from home.
Why?
Why does a sannyasi run away from home? So he can get his feet washed. No.
I know.
What?
Go to our country and talk to people?
Yes, to preach about Krishna. Like Narada Muni, he's like a sannyasi, right? And he travels, he never stays in any place for more than a few minutes.
And what's that? Why? Because he doesn't want to get attached to that place.
That's right. So if you stay in one place, you get attached. Just like I'm staying here for just 3 days. Because if I stay any longer, I get very attached. They have a big bathtub as big as this room. You can go swimming in the bathtub. So you get very attached. So if I travel, then I never get attached. So that's why a sannyasi travels. So a sannyasi is, likes to serve Krishna all the time, and a sannyasi is not allowed to do business. A sannyasi is not allowed to own a lot of things. A sannyasi has to just have, live very simply and eat very simply. Not supposed to eat a lot of pakoras or sweet rice or halava. Did you know that? So who would like to take sannyas here? No one. So that's because a sannyasi is preaching about Krishna. And he's very happy just preaching. So Lord Chaitanya's brother, he wanted to be a sannyasi. But his parents didn't want him to be a sannyasi. They wanted him to be married. So they were talking one day about arranging a marriage. And what did he do? He put his ear to the door. And he heard what they were saying. And what do you think he did?
Ran away.
In the middle of the night, he ran away. And then everyone woke up and said, where is Viswaroop? He's gone. He's gone. And they said the reason he wanted to become a sannyasi is because he went to school. Because he learned too much about the material world. Do you know the story? You never heard this? You heard it. Because he learned too much. This material world is temporary. We shouldn't give our other son, Nimai, who is Lord Chaitanya, any education. Because if he learns, he's also going to take sannyas. So then they took Lord Chaitanya out of school, and Lord Chaitanya stayed home. But, you know, when you stay home all the time, you get bored, isn't it? Just like Kana came to me the other day, and he said, I'm bored here. Let's do something fun. Right? You said you were bored? You remember? He said, I'm bored. Let's do something fun. So I said, I'm just reading the computer. He said, oh, that's no fun. And then he went away. And he went to play with his friends. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, because he was so bored, he started to make more tricks. He would go into people's banana fields. You know, you ever seen big banana plants?
Yeah.
Ever seen a banana tree?
Maybe.
No.
No? Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's
like they're not like regular trees. You can knock them down very easily. They're about this big around, and they have big leaves on them. And so Lord Chaitanya would go where people were growing bananas, and he would dress up with his friends like a bull. They would put a big blanket over themselves, and they would destroy all the trees. And people would complain. Why don't you let your son go to school? But they didn't want him to go to school because he might learn too much. They wanted him to remain at home. And his mother complained that if he doesn't go to school, how is he going to find a nice wife? Because who's going to marry someone who's not educated, right? He can't get married. But the father said, if Krishna wants, he'll arrange the marriage for him. There's no problem. He had faith in Krishna. So then Lord Chaitanya did something very tricky. He climbed up on all these dirty pots. In India, traditionally, when they would cook with pots, what do they do after they cook with the clay pots? Does anyone know?
They wash them.
No.
They make a pot.
They burn them.
They burn them. And they throw them away. Because that's clean. Because it's not, traditionally they would use clay and only once. And they put them on a big pile. And so Lord Chaitanya, and it was considered very muchi. You know what muchi means?
No.
Muchi means dirty. So Lord Chaitanya got up on this pile, and his mother said, get down from the dirty pots. And he said, I don't know the difference between dirt and clean, because you never sent me to school. I don't know what's clean, what's dirty. And then his mother understood, and eventually they sent him back to school. So when he went to school, there's a very interesting thing. He became so intelligent that even he challenged the devotees to, you know what a debate is? A contest, a speaking contest. So he said to the devotees, he didn't act like a devotee. He acted just like a professor who wanted to defeat everyone. And so the devotees used to run away from him all the time. What's that?
I know one story, like, that I was listening for Nimai. Like, so when Nimai was, like, coming, like, this way, and then, like, when devotee was going that way, they would immediately turn around and go.
Right.
Because, but then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his associates.
Yeah.
And told them, like, come. And, like, no, because, like, my dad told, like, that he was, like, he made an argument, then he would kind of break an argument and then make a new argument.
Right. That's right. Wow. You know a lot about Lord Chaitanya.
In our car, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Chaitanya Bhagavatam.
And you listen to it. Very nice. Everyone should listen to it. I also have a copy of those audio books. If anyone, I can give Param a copy. And then you can give out to the whole community. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, anyway, so Lord Chaitanya was defeating the devotees, and they were very upset with him. And they started praying, we want Lord Chaitanya to become a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry, when I become a devotee, I'll become such a great devotee that even Lord Brahma will worship me. And they thought, this person is really puffed up. You know what puffed up means? Yeah. Proud. I'll tell you something, I'll tell you what it means by puffed up. It's a story the Prabhupada told. Like, once upon a time, there were two frogs. You ever hear the story before?
No.
Some of you heard the story. There were two frogs. One frog went on vacation to the ocean. The other frog stayed in the well, because frogs like water, right? Did you ever see a tadpole? Tadpole are little baby frogs before they become frogs. They swim in the water. And so one frog went to the ocean on vacation. He came back and he said to the frog that was in the well, I've seen such a big body of water. And the frog in the well said, how big could it be? And the frog went to the ocean and said, very big. And the frog in the well said, show me. And the frog who went to the ocean puffed up his cheek. You ever see a frog puff up his cheek? Mm-hmm. Like that. He puffed it up a little bit. And it said, bigger than that, bigger than that, bigger than that. And eventually, guess what happened? The poor frog exploded. And he died. So that's called puffed up. That's where Prabhupada got the expression from. That you're so proud of something that you become puffed up. That means very proud. Like if someone says, I'm the best devotee, what does that mean? That's very proud, right? If I say, I'm the most intelligent person, that's puffed up. If I say, I'm God, that's puffed up. So you can tell that to people when they start to say things about themselves. You say, you are very puffed up. Don't say that to your parents, though. You know, if they say, I'm the boss in this house, don't say, you are puffed up. Or don't be puffed up. So, anyway, so Lord Chaitanya, he said, I will become such a good devotee that even Brahma and Shiva will worship me. What do you think? If I said that, what would people think? If I say that, you say, either I'm puffed up or crazy.
Crazy.
That Lord Shiva's going to worship me. Terrible. And so all the devotees thought, you know, he's crazy. Or he's puffed up. But he was speaking the truth. But then one day Lord Chaitanya showed that he was a great devotee. But you know how that happened? That was when he took what?
Sanya?
No. When he took what? Initiation. He met his spiritual master whose name was Ishwara Puri. You know, you've heard that name before. And he took initiation. Then he became such a great devotee that he went back to where his associates or friends were. And what he did is he immediately sat on the altar. And he said to his associates, you know who you've been worshiping all along? It's me. That was Srivas Thakur, who was a great devotee. You've just been worshiping me. And then he showed himself to be such a great devotee, and all the devotees were happy because they were always praying for Lord Chaitanya to become a great devotee of the Lord. Hmm. Okay, some more stories. Let's see. Okay, here's an interesting story. Once upon a time, there was a person who came to where Lord Chaitanya lived who would always argue with people. He was called a Digvijay. That means he would argue, and then after he won the argument, he would get a big certificate that says, you are the best arguer. It's called Digvijay. Now, Digvijay means victorious, like this. Going everywhere and being victorious. So he went, and he challenged Lord Chaitanya to a debate. To a fight, you know, a verbal fight, you know, speaking fight. And Lord Chaitanya said to him, please just make some nice verses glorifying the Ganges. And so he made 100 verses just like that. And Lord Chaitanya said, tell me about one verse. He picked one verse out. And he said, you made so many mistakes. But this person was worshiping Saraswati. Who was Saraswati? Does anyone know who Saraswati is? Who? Education and learning. Because if you go in India today to school, sometimes they have a deity of Saraswati outside of the school. And before you get your education, you're supposed to put a garland on her. She's the Saraswati. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged this devotee of Saraswati and he defeated him. And this devotee was thinking of Saraswati. Devotee of Saraswati was thinking, how did I get defeated by this little boy? And then he had a dream that night. And in that dream, Saraswati appeared to him and said, why did you challenge my husband to a debate? Because Saraswati is married, the original Saraswati is married to Lord Vishnu. Actually, the expansion of Saraswati is married to Lord Brahma. There's a whole understanding of this. And she chastised him, and the next day he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then everybody was very happy at that point. Okay? And then, here's a very interesting story about Lord Chaitanya and the Brahmin. I just remembered. Once upon a time, there was a Brahmin who was going all over and chanting Hare Krishna, and he visited Lord Chaitanya's house. And Lord Chaitanya had a very nice house. His parents were Brahmins too. But this Brahmin had taken a vow only to eat food that he himself cooked. Many Brahmins do that. They won't eat anyone else's cooking, just their own. Even sometimes in the Indian army, those who are Brahmins actually cook for themselves. It's a very interesting thing. Prabhupada said that. So he came to Lord Chaitanya's house and he said, I have this deity with me. Just like I travel with the deity of Giriraj. So this Brahmin was traveling with Gopal, little deity Gopal, like Ladu Gopal. And he said, I have this deity and I want to cook for this deity and then I'll take some prasad. So what happened is Lord Chaitanya's parents said, okay, we will give you the boga. What is boga? Does anyone know what's boga?
Prasad.
No.
It's prasad before it's prasad. It's before it's prasad. What is it?
It's so all the deities ate from then we can eat.
That's right. Boga is the ingredients or the stuff you buy in the supermarket. You've all been to a supermarket? No. You don't know what a supermarket is.
I have.
So in the supermarket, you have all these like apples and pears and vegetables. They're all boga. And when you cook with them and you offer it to Krishna, it becomes
prasad.
What does the word prasad mean? No. What does the word prasad actually mean? Anyone know what? Food. But what does it mean? What is the Sanskrit meaning of it?
Remittance.
What?
Remittance.
You know Param, right? Prasad means mercy.
Mercy.
Prasad means mercy. The direct Sanskrit translation is not food. You know, if you say Krishna Prasad, it can also mean Krishna's mercy. It may not even mean food.
Her name is Prasad.
Yeah, it means mercy. It doesn't mean food. Your name is not food. It means
mercy.
Like Kripa.
Ashirvad.
Ashirvad, blessing. Blessing. But mercy. Or blessing like that. Ashirvad, blessing. So this Brahmin, he was given all the boga, that means just the things like rice and milk and vegetables to cook for his deity. So he was very happy, went to the kitchen, and he was cooking for his deity. Oh, very nice, cooking the boga. Hare Krishna, hope the deity enjoys. So as he was cooking, very nice consciousness, then he went to his deity, and he put the plate before the deity, right? You make a deity plate. And he went to say the prayers with ringing the bell. And Nimai, that's Lord Chaitanya, little boy, came up and he grabbed from the plate and started eating right from the deity plate. Is that nice to eat from the deity plate?
No.
Now if you have a deity plate, you don't eat from it. You eat, later on you take the food off the deity plate and you put it on your plate. But he was eating right from the deity plate. And the Brahmana started to get very upset. Oh, he's eating from the deity plate. Now he's ruined the offering. Because if someone eats the food before Krishna eats, what? You can't offer it to Krishna. Even when you're cooking for Krishna, you're not supposed to taste it or even smell it. That's very strict. I used to cook for Krishna, for the deities all the time. And it was very strict in the kitchen. You had to keep your hands very, very clean. If you even touch your dhoti, you had to wash your hands. Isn't that? And Krishna Balaram Mandir was like that too? It's like hospital cleanliness. So we were cooking like that. So this Brahmin, he got very upset. Oh, he is eating. And then Jagannath Mishra, who was Lord Chaitanya's father, got very angry. What was that? Some music interlude. He got very angry. He said, we should spank this child. And they said, no, the Brahmin said, no, he didn't know. He's just a little boy. Just leave him alone. And so they said to him, just cook again. This time we'll lock the little boy in his room. So they locked him in the room. And the Brahmin cooked again. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, like this. And he went to offer again, and guess what happened? Lord Chaitanya came out again, and right when the Brahmin was making the offering, he started to eat all the rice and everything like that. And the Brahmin said, oh, he's taking it again! But then he said, he was a very humble Brahmin, he said, the Brahmin said, this means Krishna doesn't want me to eat. So I have to fast today. Well, I'll just eat some roots. Because when you're in the forest and just wandering, sometimes you don't get to cook food. You just eat raw food. I ate raw food for 2 years. Without cooking. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
Not
just apples. I ate raw carrots. raw celery, raw broccoli, raw vegetables, raw tomatoes, raw apples, of course you always eat raw apples, cherries,
anything else?
Nuts.
Anything else from vegetables and fruits?
Just vegetables and fruits. For 2 years
no
I did
grains?
That. No.
They're not raw.
Grains aren't raw.
Like, you could eat grains raw, like flour.
No, 2 years I did that. Can any of you do that?
No.
For 2 years following the Kadashi. Yeah, too much. So this Brahmana, he thought, no, I'm not supposed to eat cooked food. I'm not supposed to eat rice. So, but Lord Chaitanya's parents begged him to cook again. He said, no, I'm not going to cook again. And so finally, it was about 11 o'clock at night, and they told him to cook again. They said, look, Lord Chaitanya is sleeping now. He's not going to disturb you. Please cook again. Because it's very important when you have a guest at your house, you have to serve him nicely, right? Like if a guest comes to your house and he doesn't eat, guess what? It's an insult, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in India sometimes, if someone owes you money, what you do is you go to their house and you just sit outside their house refusing to eat. Did you know this? You didn't know that. If someone owes a Brahmin money, and they won't pay, you just sit outside their house and won't take their hospitality and won't take any water like this. And because this is such an insult and it's sinful if they don't take anything, then the person will pay you back the money. Did you know that, Karma? You ever hear that before?
No.
You didn't hear that. So in amongst the higher classes of people, if someone owes someone else money, you just go to their house if they owe you money and just sit out there and refuse to accept their hospitality.
Yeah.
And after a while, they'll pay you because it's an insult if they don't give you hospitality. And then as soon as they give you the money, you can eat again. So you can try that if someone owes you money. If they owe you money. Actually, there was an...
Nowadays, they just enter in the house and pick up the stuff.
Yeah.
That culture is gone, man.
Yeah.
But some places in the village still is...
They still do that.
In the village, they still have this kind of thing.
They still do that. There was one great devotee, Madhvacharya, his father owed some money, and the person sat outside of the house, and Madhvacharya took these seeds of tamarind and converted them to gold and paid off his father's debt. That's a very nice story. So anyway, let's get back to the story about Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya... the Brahmana was cooking again. It was 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Everyone was sleeping, including Lord Chaitanya. And the Brahmin got ready to offer again. And guess what happened? Lord Chaitanya started eating again. And the Brahmana said, oh, no. But Lord Chaitanya said something. He said, look, you're calling me to eat because when you make the offering, what do? You call Krishna. You say, Krishna, come and eat. There's this very nice song we used to sing. We sing many times in the temples. Bhajabhakta tava sulasjigaro hari. You've heard of that song before? Oh, Krishna, come and take your prasada. Shigaro hari. So he goes tabi hari. I mean, there's so many nice.
Playing in the Govindas usually. I've heard it.
Yes, very nice song. So when we call Krishna to eat, he comes. And Lord Chaitanya said, I'm Krishna, so you're calling me. So what's the problem? Why are you complaining so much? And then Lord Chaitanya showed himself as Krishna to the Brahmin. He manifested himself as Krishna with the flute. And the Brahmin fell down in ecstasy. And not only did he fall down in ecstasy, he took all the rice that had been offered and smeared it all over his body.
Wow.
Because it was Mahaprasadam. Krishna had taken it. And no one woke up at that time because Krishna had made them all stay asleep. Krishna has this magical potency called Yogamaya, and he can make people sleep when he wants to sleep or wake up when he wants to wake up. So, of course, when we sleep, it's not yoga maya. It's another type of maya. We're in maya. So, therefore, the Brahman was in ecstasy, and eventually the people woke up, but Krishna, Lord Chaitanya had gone back to his bed at that time. And they thought that the Brahman was just happy because he had eaten, but they didn't know what had happened, that the Brahman had seen Lord Chaitanya. That's a nice story, isn't it? Yeah.
Why didn't he eat the prasadam? Why
did
he smear it on his body?
He ate it, he smeared it on his body, ate it, he was like, went crazy. Because if you saw Krishna, let's say Krishna came out, you probably wouldn't feel too hungry at that particular point. You'd be, you know, you'd just be going, wow, like that. You may throw a little bit into your mouth, but the rest of the time you're just going to be rolling on the ground in ecstasy. So Krishna told the Brahman, don't tell anybody about this. You keep this a secret as long as I'm on the planet. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, the Brahman told the story. That's how we all know the story. Because the Brahman didn't tell the story at that particular point. Okay. Here's another story, interesting story. That Lord Chaitanya, after he grew up, he would go out on Sankirtan all the time with chanting, with the mridanga, like you see here. But where Lord Chaitanya was living, there were many people who were not devotees. There, some of them were called Muslims. No, some Muslims are good. We don't want to have... We don't want to like indoctrinate the kids that, you know, they think. But these were bad ones. And they didn't like kirtan. And also, the brahmanas didn't like kirtan. Why didn't the brahmanas like kirtan?
Because they thought they were crazy dancing all night.
Yeah. And also, because Lord Chaitanya had everybody with him. Lord Chaitanya was a brahmana, but he had people from all the different castes dancing with him. All the different cast, they were dancing with him. And in India, many years ago, if someone was of a lower birth, you never would talk to them. Shudra. They were Shudra or Chandala. And if, even if they stepped on your shadow, you got very angry. Can you imagine that? So it was very bad. It wasn't part of Krishna's culture. So Lord Chaitanya would make everybody devotees, even low-class people, even people who were street cleaners, even people who worked in Home Depot. You heard that story before. The first time I told it, how could you hear it?
The Home Depot story.
Home Depot story. So we had everybody dancing and chanting. You know, all the brass wallas, everybody, the store owners, everybody. Anyway, so then the brahmanas were very angry. They thought Lord Chaitanya was ruining Vedic culture. So they also complained to this Muslim, his name was the Qazi. And they said, stop us. And the Muslims were also complaining. So the Qazi told his people to break the mridanga. Mridanga is usually made of clay. Is that one made of clay? No.
Yes.
That one's clay. So the Qazi had his people smash mridangas. And then Lord Chaitanya got so angry. He said, we're going to teach this Qazi a lesson. So they had a big, big meeting with millions of devotees. They came out with torches. You know what a torch is? Not a flashlight. What is a torch?
Like fire on top
of like a piece of wood or something like that. Because in India, a torch means flashlight. Right? So I have to be careful about the words I'm using. So, because I remember the first time I went there, someone said, do you have a torch? In your pocket, you know, I said no, and they said no, we meant flashlight. So they came out with millions of torches and they marched chanting Hari Bol to the Qazi's house, and the Qazi was frightened. He stayed inside, and then Lord Chaitanya went up to see him, And he asked the Kazi, why are you so frightened? And the Kazi said, last night I had a dream. And in that dream, this big half man and half lion appeared before me. Who was that? Nisshingadev. And he jumped on my chest. And he started to tear my chest. And he told me, if you disturb my Sankirtan anymore, I'll kill you and all the Maleches. And so the Kazi at that point took his shirt off, and Lord Chaitanya could see all the nail marks on the Kazi's chest. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a discussion with the Kazi, and he convinced the Kazi to become a devotee. So this Muslim became a devotee. Chand Kazi. So there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim if they're devotees. And he became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also chanted Hare Krishna. And he said that from now on, all of my children and my children's children and my children's 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 children will never bother the Sankirtan movement again. So this is a famous story about Lord Chaitanya. Okay, it's 4:00 now. So I think we have to end, right? So any questions? Any of the children have questions? Yeah.
I didn't do that. I didn't do a question. I just did like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I remember what you said, that when I asked you what a sannyasi was, you said it's someone who gets his feet bathed every day.
Yesterday you said that's why I might be your brother.
Oh, yeah. She's repeating. That's very interesting. So any other questions or comments? Because we have a lot of places to visit today.
Today? We're going to my house.
We're going to go to your house too? We're going to 10 houses tonight.
We're five.
Five.
What? Wait, you said 5 out of 20 off.
So many houses we have to go to. And in every house we have to have our feet bathed. I have a brother who became a doctor. He's not a devotee, and he has to bathe other people's feet. He's a foot doctor. Yeah, he's a podiatrist.
So,
yeah, you didn't hear that story? You didn't hear what I talked about? I said my brother said, I will not become a devotee. I don't want to be a devotee. So I said, all right, you will have to bathe other people's feet. So not only does my brother have to bathe so many people's feet every day, he has to cut their toenails off. Because he's a foot doctor, so he has to go to all the old people who can't cut their own toenails. Because they're afraid of infections, you know. Anyway. And then he spends all his time cutting people's toenails off.
He said, your mom wanted you to be a doctor, and then, your brother, and then you said, I want to be a devotee, so you became a devotee. Mm-hmm. And then your brother became a doctor, and she likes you more.
Yeah, he likes me more because she can brag about me more. She can't brag about my brother because she says, oh, my son, the foot doctor.
My dad wanted me to be a doctor too, and he said, never be a foot doctor, any other doctor. It's like a bad word.
And your father was a dentist.
Yeah.
And I was scared of him. One time he actually cleaned my teeth for me.
Really?
Do you remember? It was in your house.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he sat me on the chair and cleaned my teeth.
With a toothbrush.
Not with a toothbrush. No, he used one of those like metal scalpels, yeah. To clean the teeth. So if you become a devotee, you can have people clean your feet for you. You see, and if you don't become a devotee, then you have to pay people to clean your feet. Isn't that terrible? Do you want to pay people to clean your feet?
Do you have a question, Anish?
Anybody have any questions or comments? Thank you.
No questions? All right. So we should end because we got a program, many programs tonight. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you have a question?
No, I'm saying that we're going to my house.
Okay, your house first. Okay, make sure the water is the right temperature.